One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintaining a Perfect Heart.
Hallelujah. Paul said something that was so touching to me in the book of Acts, 20th chapter, when he was addressing the leaders of the Ephesian church. He said, I know that after my departing shall grievous wolves arise among you. He didn't say, shall grievous wolves appear from space. He said, they shall arise from among you. He said, seeking to draw away disciples after them. I didn't know before that some people like to draw disciples after them. But Paul told me, and I discovered it later. I found out later that what Paul said was not just for many years ago, but it is going on in the house of God, by people who have been born again and have so-called received the Holy Spirit. And they are lying in their teeth and they know it. People conjure doctrines to draw disciples after them. People form doctrines because they say, this is what people want to hear now. I don't care what people want to hear now. It doesn't make any sense to me. Is that what, if they want to hear, that's none of my business. I'm told by God to preach what He told me to preach, not what they want to hear. It doesn't matter to me if they want to hear it or they don't want to hear it. God says, tell them that. And that's what I'm supposed to tell them. Not what the people want to hear. But they form doctrines around the needs of people, like businessmen look at that area and say, I think they need new shoes in that area. Or I think they need banana supplies. Or they need cocoa in that country. And so they go back to their place and then get a lot of all these things and start exporting to them. The ministry is not supposed to be that way. But sad that it is that way to many. It's not that way. He said, grievous wolves shall arise. And they will draw disciples after them. Question one. Who are these grievous wolves? Question two. Who are those so foolish to follow the grievous wolves? Now, why did they follow the grievous wolves? They didn't know that they were wolves. Because they came in sheep's clothing. I told you Sunday, those of you who were here, I think second service. Was it second service? First service? I don't even remember. I was talking about it. We were in our own building when a lady, I respect her, she's not a wolf, mind you. She's a good minister of the gospel. But I don't have to believe the same thing she believes, okay? Now, we invited a certain minister and she couldn't make it. So she sent somebody else who came. And then this lady came to church and she preached. And then she got to the point where she said, I am one of those that do not believe that Christian women should wear trousers. And when she said it, many of our brethren shouted, yay! And I was sitting there looking at them. See those guys? They never said anything to me. They didn't like it, but they said nothing. Actually, many of them were in their minds were thinking, yes, at last somebody has told Pastor Chris. See, he needed to hear it. I mean, it was a loud ovation. We have the tapes. They were shouting, yeah. What about me, who had said nothing was wrong with it? As far as they were concerned, I was stupid. I didn't know the word. The woman said she's one of those that believe that Christian women should not wear trousers. And my brethren who have been with me through several years, brothers and sisters, I tell you one thing I learned from that. Human love is fickle. It's weak. It's fickle. They cheer you today. They curse you tomorrow. Anybody who seeks to please men, Jesus said, he cannot be his disciple. I forgot all that long time ago. The desire to please men. No way. I don't have the slightest desire. I'm not a man pleaser. Because I know you may like it today because it's comfortable or convenient for you. But if you change your mind, I could become your greatest enemy. They shouted. I came up the microphone when she finished. I praised her for what she said. Not for that particular thing, no. For all the message, everything, thank God. I knew Jesus said one thing, and I never tried to correct it. I never tried to comment on that, no. I didn't even tell the brethren, can you imagine you did this? No. I just stuck to what Jesus said. Every tree that my Father has not planted shall be uprooted. This is the same Christ embassy. There's a lady there in trousers. There's another one there. You can't change it. There's one there. Hallelujah. I'm still the pastor of the church. We are still here. And they are born again, very born again. Hallelujah. And I will not be surprised when I find that lady in trousers. No, because the one who sent her wears trousers. The one who sent her to represent her. Maybe all I should have done, I should have just taken a picture and framed a large one and just brought it to her. Say, madam, do you recognize this person? That's her boss. Anyway, that's by the wayside. I'm just trying to tell you, see, people have a mindset in the world's ways. And with the word of God, we're trying to correct them. But every so often, when you take your eyes off the word, you slide back to where you were coming from. See it? If you take your eyes away from God's word, you will say the things that the word has said you shouldn't say. You will think the thoughts that the word has said, no, that's not the way. So what did he say? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher. Stay your eyes on him. The Bible says, thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusted in thee. Hallelujah. And this great king I told you in chapter 25, 2 Chronicles, I want to read it to you. He says here, a Messiah was 25 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoiada of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Did you see that? He did what was right, but not with a perfect heart. Another translation says, not with a loyal heart. He was not actually loyal. He was not what? Loyal. Not with a loyal heart. How many of God's people do what is right, but not with loyalty? Loyalty is a virtue. Not everybody's got it, but every one of God's children has it. But it depends on whether or not you want to use it. They were not loyal. They did what was right. They came for the meeting. They were there. They obeyed the instruction. But it says, not with a loyal heart. Have you met brethren who can say to others, you now loyal person now? Some say the word is even too strong. Hallelujah. Who are you? You, who are you? Ask yourself, who are you? Not I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus now. What kind of person are you? What kind of attitude? People who come close to you, what do they become? Who are you? What kind of tongue do you have? We are workers. We are all working for Jesus Christ. We are working. We are working. But who are you? You worker, who are you? Bible says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. Are you like that? Do you do things with murmuring? Are you among them, brethren? You know, they sit down. We have come for the meeting. So they are waiting. They look at their time like this. Say, can you imagine? They told us to be here by 7:30. This is already 8. And they're not here. This is what I don't like in this church. Brother, that is too high for you. It is too high. It is too high. Oh, I love Jesus. He stood there. He said to them, a greater than Solomon is here. They looked at him. But he was a greater than Solomon. I was there some years ago. It's not too many years. Many of you were there too. When the head of state would visit the city, who were school children, and would come with the flag green, white, green, and line up on the road, standing there for hours. They said the man would come by 9 o'clock. We got there 8:30. 2 o'clock, he has not come. But we are there standing. No complaining. Complain for what? When I was in class 1, it happened to me also in class 2. When you say a senior boy, you are not talking of a class 5 boy. You are talking a class 2 boy or a senior boy to a class 1 boy. And the class 1 boy took class 2 boy took me to his class. I was in 1, he was in 2. He took me there. He said, I will make your life miserable. Are you hearing me? That's all he told me. He said, I'll make your life miserable. And he said, sit down there. That's on the floor. I sat there. He forgot me there. You know what you mean by he forgot me there? He was doing his own thing. He went out, came back. I was there. I couldn't move. He said, I'm going to where? He was in class 2. Just because he entered the school last year and I entered this year. I was on the floor. You can't say you are tired. You can nothing. Now this brother looks at his watch. Says, I've been here for 30 minutes. Or some who come for second service and stand outside. This is what I don't like. If this service is 9 to 11, let it be 9 to 11. Brother, that is too high for you. It is too high. It is too high for you. I'm telling you. You know what the Bible says? He speaks against murmurers and complainers. He did not talk about whether or not their complaints are justifiable. Miriam and Aaron withstood Moses for something they said Moses did. When God came into the matter, he did not suggest whether Moses was right or wrong. You know what he said? Who asked you to reprimand him? Did I send you? No, sir. He rebuked them. And Miriam was struck with leprosy. Both of them were older than Moses, born of the same parents. Some matters are too high for us. If you want to ask a question for the sake of learning or for others to also learn from it, go to the head. Don't complain. Address your matter appropriately. And you may be replied in a way that will grant you better understanding. You may discover that the people you are talking about are not as dumb as you think. Are you hearing me? I said, are you hearing me? For example, if you come to church one day, and you... what do I use now? I don't want them to carry this thing and everything pours out. Is it carryable? All right, come and take this. Bring this whole thing. Thank you. Put it here. Here. Assuming you entered the church one day and discovered this one here, and then for you, you began to experience dissonance. And you said, ah, I just can't concentrate because of that thing there. What? How on earth could anybody put that thing there? You are cross. And then I come here and I say, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God for these beautiful flowers here today. You see? Ah. You expected that I would say, take this thing away from what? What's wrong with this? Then you say, aha. But now I said, this is wonderful. Don't get cross. Don't go back and say, can Pastor see at all? Can he see at all? Can you imagine? No, I know you can see spiritually, but... You may not know why. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I come in and I see this flower pot. Red, yellow, white, right in the middle of the platform. And I say, this is wonderful. You don't know why. The wisest thing for you to do is also to go ahead with me and say, it's wonderful. See, because I may have considered that that little comment that I've made would make a day for the one who did it, and he or she will never forget it. And I've weighed it, and I've found that that good comment and acceptance of this thing in this place will still be better than trying to please somebody else at that time who doesn't like it.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Tune into this station, same time tomorrow, for the continuation of the message. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 5 Joseph Zume Street, behind Philo Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays by 8:30 a.m. and on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovewar360.com. Thank you for joining us today.